and welcome to the T3 Podcast Christmas Special.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Ho, ho, ho.
Pass the mince pies. Have we got any left? Oh, there's one.
There's a mince pie.
One.
I ate that.
Anyway, coming up, we've our review of the year. We've the man from Harrods coming on to give us the rundown on what you've been buying this Christmas. At least you've been shopping in Harrods anyway. And we've your Christmas tweets.
There's no joke there, but...
Oh, he's been on the carver already. Sorry, folks. Did somebody... So it was Christmas.
Yay!
Joy and goodness and stuff.
Mistletoe and...
Peace on earth.
Joining me in their Christmas sweaters, it's the lovely...
I actually got a Christmas sweater.
You really have. Ree Morgan and the man Father Christmas knows has always been good. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm wearing a bright red shirt to...
very jolly, is, very festive.
Match my face. And
what's the cap you're wearing?
It's a Dolby cap, Dolby DTS,
really?
Which is why I'm sounding so crisp.
Really? And surround sound?
Yeah, I'm probably coming to you in at least 5.1.
I should imagine.
Surround.
I'd reckon 7.1.
Yep, and with zero hiss.
Oh, sorry.
I do apologise.
That was you, Dan.
I'm not wearing a Dolby hat, you see. Anyway, Dunk, Christmas Eve, time of goodwill to all men.
Yes.
Anything you want to get off your chest before the big day?
Well, you know, I think Christmas is a time when we have to, you know, we reflect on, you know, stuff. And one thing that I've been reflecting on recently is that I keep on being sent emails by Nazis.
Okay.
And members of sort of cults, religions. Am I allowed to
really?
Say that? Because I'm talking about the Church of Scientology, and I know they're very litigious. Well, let's say slightly less mainstream religions than certain other religions. Yeah, no, for ages. I've been getting emails from the BNP. This is true.
It's not a religion.
No, no, from Nazis and people. Well, I'll explain.
Okay.
Yeah, I started getting emails from the BNP at my work email address.
Do they have you as a suitable...
They read your column.
Yes.
Well, do you know what? Because you'd think if... Okay, so obviously they're not emailing me as a person, they're emailing me as a journalist, you would assume. Mm-hmm. So you'd think they'd be sending emails saying, we're not racist anymore, you know, we've put all that behind us, and black people are allowed to join now. They might feel a bit awkward at the meetings, but they are allowed to join... And a lot of our best friends are Jewish and gay and Asian.
Stuff
and
like that.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like they all say, "Dear Patriot, would you like to become a lifetime member of the BNP?" And then other things are like, it's like they've got this thing called, it's like Operation Bastard or something. They keep on telling me about that, and that's to do with all that sort of thing.
Has someone put you on their mailing list as a kind of hilarious joke?
I began to think that because after, this has been going on for quite a while, after about a month of getting emails from the BNP, I then started to care, and I'm not saying there's any link between these two groups apart from the fact that maybe they're not the kind of groups that polite society...
They're on the edge of reason.
The bloody Church of Scientology started sending me emails as well. I mean, I'm not accusing the Church of Scientology of any in particular, but I don't want emails from them, and they're all like... there's this rock band and they've been going for 20 years and none of them are dead of a heroin overdose because they're Scientologists. Find out more here.
That's going to entice me in.
There's a pattern here that someone
is clearly signing you up for nut job.
Well, you know how obscure the sometimes the terms and conditions are when you sign up for just anything.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe I booked a holiday at some point and somewhere in the terms and conditions it said, from time to time, we may share your details with fascists and cult groups.
Excellent.
If you don't wish to receive this kind of information, please tick here. And I was in a hurry and I didn't tick.
It's so odd.
Well, they always get you because it's either please tick here if you don't want to hear, and sometimes it's please don't tick here.
And sometimes there's two.
And the second
one is different to the first
one.
So I'm thinking.
They get you every time.
Anyway. What a 2010 it's been from CES in January through to today. Before we begin our review...
through to today, the 24th of December.
There we are. Before we begin our review, here are a few things to remind you of the year that has been.
Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast from Las Vegas. Yes, we're at CES, not a discount sofa store, but the world's biggest consumer technology show. Hello and welcome to the T3 Podcast.
We'd like to show it to you today for the first time, and we call it the iPad.
we were saying last week, what is it actually going to do? What's its USP going to be? What's the killer app going to be? We can't work out for the life of us. But then we thought, well, maybe we're thick, and Steve, St. Steve, is going to reveal all, and we'll be looking. We'll have egg on our face this week. Well, I don't think we've got any egg on our face because it doesn't have a killer app.
It's another like Apple first generation. It's going to get better over time type deal, I think, isn't it?
I thought it looks like a big iPhone. And the list of my top five
resolutions for this year. Everyone was saying, oh dear, Apple are really blowing this time. They have no idea. It's just a big iPhone, they kept saying, which is about as sensible as going into someone's garden, seeing a swimming pool and say, well, it's just a big bath. You know, it's just so dumb.
Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. It's iPhone 4 time, people.
This is our new baby. I hope you love it as much as we do.
Yesterday, I went to the first UK airing of Microsoft Kinect.
You've actually used it?
I've played it.
Okay.
It's good fun.
There we are. That was the whole of 2010.
What a year.
Nothing else happened.
Oh, shit. Great. I thought it was going on much longer, so I was eating a mince pie.
Oh, I see. That was, that, in case you're wondering, Los Campesinos with my year in lists.
Yes, I knew that.
Did you?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
I'm down with young people.
Extraordinary.
I'm down with young people. I date young people. Actually, my boyfriend James is in the studio this week.
Hello,
as
James.
You can see, we've been studiously ignoring him.
I thought you were about to say, and he is in Los Campesinos.
No, they're all about 16. Oh. That's much too young for me.
Too much.
Okay.
Well, that was good. Thanks for juxtaposing me saying it looks like a big...
Sorry
about that. I still stand by that, though.
Had you heard that before?
James can't speak.
James is not...
He's nowhere near a microphone.
Well, he can speak, but he hasn't got a microphone.
He's shaking his head. Yeah.
He's not a mute.
It's like those people who come into the place where they sell magazines in Coronation Street, because they're extras who are not... They're only being paid a small amount. They can't speak, so they always just nod. Then they leave. Even if they're holding
James
the place
is nodding.
Up.
James is nodding.
It was a bit... I think Stephen Fry did go on and kind of excuse people...
Me.
You mainly.
Duncan,
he was
Duncan,
sort of saying,
him,
look, you know, it's very hard to come up with instant opinions on things, you know. And
no, but to be honest, that's still my opinion, so I don't...
Well, Luke always counteracts this by saying, well, you don't own one, so you don't know, Once you have one, you just can't...
Yeah, but the thing is that I think if you have one and you have one... Because you were given one. Yeah. No, for work purposes, because obviously you got T3 on the iPad, but if you had to pay £500 for them, for one, then that's completely different.
Yeah, then you would have to love it. The other things in our year in miniature were the iPhone 4, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to that? Came and went.
Yeah, well, obviously it was completely undone by the area. I mean,
the problem was it was just basically like a small iPad. Wasn't
that
it?
Was it. That was
for me.
Thing. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And then out came the Motorola Defy, and it was ruined.
yes. Oh yeah, it was out of there.
The Dell Streak.
Yeah. Not to mention the Palm Pre 2, of
exactly.
course. So I mean,
dead in the water.
Once that was there, the iPhone 4 was sunk. I think it's fair to say.
The Palm Pixie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
the end of it.
Can't compete. And the death grip.
Just a small iPad.
The death grip of on the iPhone. I mean, it was finished from day one. As soon as that was revealed, really, I mean, it was just a completely useless brick from then on.
I know. Yeah. I've had one since shortly after it came out, and all I do with it is prop open doors.
Yeah. Well, you can't make a call with it.
That's
exactly.
The only use for it.
Let's face it.
At least with the Palm Pre, you could also cut bread.
Sometimes you can use the iPhone 4 as a mirror, which I often find myself doing.
Yeah, you can do that, actually.
That's very good use for it. Yeah.
Excellent. I try not to look in mirrors.
Obviously.
As I have no reflection.
Oh, right. Sinister.
Oh, really?
And rounding off was Chris. Oh, Chris.
Remember him?
Yeah. with the fact that he'd play Kinect and it was fun.
I know. It's because his hair was bouncing around.
Which ran something like a school report.
Stephen Fry is right. It is difficult coming up with instant opinions on things. Although I think he could have done better with hindsight than it was fun. But I think
he did say a bit more than that.
Actually, that again is a pretty fair point of view, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
that's why it's selling so well.
He said at the time it was better than Move, and he was well in terms of sales. He was right.
It'll do better than Move.
Okay. Anything else that wasn't one of the three things in my review of the entire year? That you would pluck from 2010.
Well, 3D obviously.
3DS. Mm. Nintendo 3DS.
Well, he said that hasn't come out yet.
Yes, but I know, but it was.
The announcement.
Well, that's the thing I'm kind of looking forward to in the early months of 2011.
Yeah, okay.
I still don't... My problem with 3D is I still don't think... The films are kind of all terrible, but the effect in the cinema is quite good, but the effect on TV is not that great.
At CES earlier in the year, you know, it was the big thing. It was, you know, it was huge. I mean, people are buying them, kind of.
But that's because people buy new TVs, and they...
Okay.
I think apps... 2010 would be the year of the apps.
Definitely.
Huge. Like, people depend... Like, people choose their phones now on the amount of apps they can get, I think.
That's why the iPhone does really well.
It's true. That's why I haven't got a Windows 7.
And that's why the Palm Pre 2...
A Sonos app.
Died on its arse, would that be fair to say?
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting for HP to really get behind that, because that's his only chance for WebOS.
HP, yes. Yeah, they make very good brown sauce, so if they really, you know...
Bum, bum.
Hey! Oh, come on, it's Christmas.
Anyway.
Should we have a sing-along? Come on!
Jolly good. Okay, well, rather than your random musings, we have compiled the news of the year. So, let me say, here is the news of 2010. Now, the iPad landed and confounded the naysayers by just about blowing everything else out of the water and landing Gadget of the Year at the T3 Awards. It didn't take T3 long to come around, becoming the first UK magazine to go from newsstand to App Store with a few hiccups on the way.
No one was more shocked than us when an iPhone 4 turned up in a bar weeks before its release and turned out to be an exact model of the final release. Controversy didn't end there, with AntennaGate dominating the tech headlines. The iPhone 4 soldiered on, only slightly scared to claim Commuter Gadget of the Year.
CES was all about 3D telly, with Samsung, Sharp, Sony, LG and Panasonic all getting in on the act. LG were the only ones to offer active and passive systems, but everyone else went with the pricey active for its full HD benefits.
The content was thin on the ground till the first 3D Blu-ray film came along, Monsters vs. Aliens.
A classic.
Oh, yes. The classic. And then finally, Sky 3D launched. Highlights included 3D footy, the premiere of Avatar and David Attenborough's in 3D with his flying monsters about airborne dinosaurs. I interviewed him.
In gaming, Sony was first out of the blocks with its Move controller, shipping over 4 million units, but not actually necessarily selling them. But it seems to be Microsoft's controllerless Kinect that's winning on the high street, with 2.5 million sold in its first 25 days.
The year's biggest game was undoubtedly Call of Duty Black Ops, smashing all release records and taking £400 million worldwide in its first 5 days of launch. It even led to one school in Wokingham writing to parents, warning of the danger of Black Ops addiction after pupils admitted playing for up to 23 hours straight. Well, I never.
That's impressive.
Pretty sensible, really.
Yeah. Although I think it's Wokingham.
What did I say? Wokingham.
Wokingham.
As in, like, wok, as in Chinese wok.
As in someone...
As in a Welsh person would say it, which is what I am.
Wokingham Woad.
Shut up, you racist. Yeah. I'll start forwarding those BNP emails to you.
Oh, excellent. There we are. Right. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM.
Okay.
Duncan, two for you once more.
Yeah, yeah.
Please say this.
No, well, actually, I'm going to do this in reverse order. Somebody, I'll reveal their name at the end. Somebody has tweeted in and said, "What a joke. I'm a psychologist, and first-person shooters are no more addictive than any other form of competitive activity. They're just easier to do."
Oh, right, it's very...
And that's from a Dr. Squirrely Bap. Or I suppose Dr. Bap.
Squirrely Bap.
Yeah. Or if he's a less formal kind of doctor, I suppose he would be Dr. Squirrely. Yeah.
Dr. Bap.
So, there we are, straight from the squirrel's mouth.
Or Thomas Day, as his mum calls him.
I'm going to start all my tweet... Well, I don't tweet, but if I were to tweet, I'm going to start tweeting every single one saying, "I'm a psychologist, and
I think you're fine."
And
then you have to do FPSS. Like, I would never use an acronym for first-person shooter.
That's because you're not a psychologist, mate.
Yeah, you see.
That's the problem.
They're very brainy, these psychologists.
Imagine if you were a psychologist, you have to do everything in acronyms.
What else have we got in our tweet box?
I've got one from Not Everyone's Happy With Black Ops. This one, of many, actually, Richard Philpott. Getting really hacked off with #CODLOPS.
Codblops.
Codblops.
That's the hashtag Call for
of,
code.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Codblops.
Codblops, yes. Get with the program.
I don't think that's got quite the edgy sort of militaristic edge that they're trying to go for there.
Anyway, hashtag Codblops online on PS3. Going to take it back and trade it in for a decent game.
Ouch. Well, yeah, everyone's been
complaining.
I mean, loads of complaints. Suddenly this week, more complaints because the update came and it didn't really fix anything, did it? It was a bit rubbish all round.
We've also
been asking what you want for Christmas. And we got no sensible suggestions, so I'll just give you these two. From I Can Spell, otherwise known as Bob Mark.
He can't spell because he spelled spell with one
that's
L.
I think it's ironic, you see. That's very clever.
He's being tongue-in-cheek.
Very,
very
is he?
Clever, yeah.
He's,
what a joke. I'm an English professor.
Anyway, Bob Mark says, I want a new duck, one that won't try to bite, one that try to crush my car and keep his room real nice. Weird Al rocks. Are some of our tweeters on drugs, do you think?
I think so.
I'm assuming that's a reference to a song by Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, possibly.
A popular singing parodist.
Mm.
Unfortunately, as he hasn't had a hit over here since about 1983.
With the eBay song, sure.
I'm a little out of date.
There we are.
The eBay song?
Yeah. Mm. No.
He's updated his shtick for the...
That's about 1990-something, I think. But we have had one missive from Lord Otter. Who quite touchingly says, I'd really like a bionic Beef Queen.
Aww.
So it's nice to see the Lord Otter still thinking of Beef Queen. They did, of course, tragically separate.
They did.
Earlier in the
they
year.
They didn't meet at the awards.
After a brief marriage.
I know.
Yes, having met
times,
at the T3
sad
Awards.
Sad times.
Very, very sad. It's, we should think of those at Christmas who, you know, maybe alone.
Yeah.
Like Lord Otter.
And Beef Queen.
And Beef Queen. Very sad.
I'm yet to hear if...
Yeah. That's true.
Yes,
quite sad. We did promise we would speak to the big man from
God for Christmas.
David Miller.
Yes, David Miller, who is the business unit director of lifestyle at, wait for it, Harrods, and joins us on the line now.
Hi, David.
Of course.
Woo! I love Harrods. I wish I could buy stuff there all the time.
You can go in, you know.
I know, really. I can go in.
Not dressed like that.
Thank you for joining us, David. How has Christmas been for you at Harrods?
It's been very good so far, despite the cold and snowy weather. We've been very pleased with how things have gone, particularly in the Sound of Vision areas.
Yes. Okay. So on the technology front, what have been the top-selling gadgets then this Christmas?
Well, I think it's no surprise that the number one gadget for this Christmas has been the iPad.
We actually put
together our Christmas top 10 gadget magazine. It was a little insert that we sort of handed out. And our number one that we'd selected in terms of what we thought everybody would have would be the iPad. And it's proved to be the case.
Good. Yeah, top prediction.
There's definitely no sense that it's dropping off. I think the demand is as hot as ever. It's just a question of whether we've got enough product to
really
buy them.
Wow, they're still flying off the shelves.
And
I
thought there would be a big surge at Christmas for the iPads, actually.
I know, but who's buying, who are these people who are getting these £500 presents?
Not me, that's for sure.
Yeah. I know. People who shop at Harrods, on, that's who.
Something more affordable. What is there on the list there that's been doing
well? The other ones that have done very well, actually, which we were surprised. We've just opened a Bang & Olufsen concession. And I don't know if you know the BO Sound 8 docking system.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly do, yep.
Literally every allocation and every day when we get the allocation, we sell out immediately. I think it's about £895. So it's up there in terms of the top end, but I think it's obviously had some very good reviews.
It has. I think we've
reviewed
it.
Maybe from your magazine, actually. And it's just literally been flying off. We can't get enough of those. So that's very much a close second in terms of popularity.
That's the B&O iPod dock.
Yeah, it's the B&O.
The one that looks like two hubcaps nailed to a plank.
It's quite big, surprisingly big. But it's amazing.
Apparently the sound, I have listened to it, and the sound is excellent.
It is.
So it doesn't sound like two hubcaps nailed to a plank.
No, it doesn't.
That's reassuring.
They know a thing or two, those B&O people.
Is the Kinect selling in Harrods? Or do you sell the Kinect in Harrods? And has that been flying?
Because
that's been...
We have. Initially, when it first came in, it flew off the shelf. I think it's £129 from what I can remember. Then I think supply was very, very short.
Yeah.
But we've had a big lot of deliveries, and we've got stock of it at the moment. And it seems to have been, it seems to have stabled down. I think there's a little bit of the initial hype. Everyone's saying you've got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy it, obviously, together as a complete with, obviously, the machine itself.
Yeah, you can buy it with a bundle.
And that's much more expensive. And we've been fine in terms of stock with that. It's just the actual 129 kit itself. That's
been a problem. How's it been faring against the PlayStation Move?
Better.
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing.
Television advertising, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they've done very well, I think, on the advertising and the television.
Mm.
Okay, so that's the
secret. But of course, I mean, I suppose we had to turn around and say what's the biggest value in terms of, it's got to be 3D televisions.
Really?
We have had such a phenomenal success with 3D TVs.
Well, I think
looking at that
last week, that 90% of every screen over 40 inches.
Wow.
Across all the brands is 3D.
You see, the prices have just about...
That, I believe, is quite unique, actually.
The prices have just about come into that kind of realm where you'd kind of think, why not? Yeah. Why not go for 3D?
Yeah, but I think it's a little bit of also about our customer that in terms of obviously wanting to be, you know, prepped for...
Ahead of the curve.
Even though exactly, and even if the content isn't out there at the moment, I think they understand that, you know, you can still get a high quality.
Yeah, it will be out there.
Hey, Avatar is on Sky 3D this Christmas, and so that's been
very good for us. And then the other thing that's done quite well has been the Panasonic 3D camera.
Oh, wow.
That's been quite popular.
That's got to be the, I mean, in terms of a dream gadget to have, that's right up there, isn't it, really? Okay, so your door's shut at 6 o'clock today, Christmas Eve, and then the sale starts. So your online sale's already begun, though, has it?
Yes, that started last week.
Okay.
And then we go live at 9 a.m. on the 27th.
Right, so you've got your Boxing Day, you can all relax, 27th, the door's open.
You
have people queuing out around the block, don't you?
We do. I mean, if I'm being honest, the days of them queuing and breaking the doors, we had one incident about 5-6 years ago when the doors actually broke.
What time do we need to turn up to be sure to get in quite early this year?
But as long as you don't want to go for shoes, it's the shoes which is where
really?
Where all the fights break out nowadays.
So in the technology section, what is it that people are scrabbling over each other to get at?
Well, certainly, from being honest, in terms of the discounts, the day Harrods in the past used to do one of these, you know, incredible, crazy, you know, take what a £2,000 television and sell it for £100, and that was very much about trying to create some sort of headlines. But it didn't necessarily always attract the right types of people. It certainly disappointed a lot of people because you couldn't push that message out, and then obviously people would get there and they'd find that they couldn't be satisfied. So it's much more about being sort of selective. So, you know, we've got some good sets. We've got some good deals on 3D TVs this year. We're certainly doing some good work on notebooks. We've got some good Samsung notebooks, and we're doing a special offer on the Samsung Galaxy Tab.
Ah.
So in with a bundle of stuff. And that's
the competitor to the iPad.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, it's actually because I'm meeting up my best mate because we're off to Vegas in January for CES. He lives in America. I'm meeting up with him there, so I don't have to give him his Christmas present until January, so I can just nip into Harrods.
Just go, yeah.
Yeah, take advantage. Excellent. He's still not getting a 3D TV, though.
Yeah.
All right, David. Well, thanks very much for filling us in. I hope Christmas isn't too strenuous
for you.
And good luck with the sale.
Have a lovely day tomorrow. Have a lovely Christmas day.
We'll see you on the 27th.
Look forward to seeing you all 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be the ones in the sleeping bag.
All right.
Cheers, David.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we are. That was David Miller there, the Business Unit Director of Lifestyle. What a great title that is at Harrods. I'd like that on my business card.
Me too. Yeah,
Business Unit Director.
Of Lifestyle.
Buddle.
I like it.
But I see what you're going for there.
Boodle.
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 I'd like my card if I had that gilding gold.
Oh, you would. Okay.
It's better than Blagquabs or whatever. What was the Black Ops
thing? Black
Cod blobs.
I do like that.
Been needing the cod blobs.
Anyway, that is about it for this week. Just enough time to wish you a very Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Get in the spirit.
Sorry, what were you saying? Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas, sorry.
Good, okay.
I thought you were talking to the listeners.
Yeah, well, never mind. Remember, teether.com.
I sang last year.
Do you remember this?
Karaoke. I sang last year.
We did. We had that little karaoke machine. It was great. Yeah, do you want to sing now?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
But Merry Christmas, everyone.
Excellent. Remember, teether.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the App Store, and we're on iTunes every Friday. And if you go back on iTunes, you can hear re-singing from last year's Christmas podcast. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.